Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Balcony's first ever year-round bourbon was an inspiration. It all had to work together. A blend of carefully selected ingredients, Texas-sized pot stills, and creative people determined to find the absolute best way to usher a new whiskey along. When you discover how it pairs with a meaningful moment, suddenly the feeling of drinking great whiskey becomes a whole lot more.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Whiskey Neat, Spirited Conversations with Interesting People. I am your host, Christopher Hart. Now this is an interesting week. It's an interesting episode. You guys know my good friend Nate Woodruff, Whiskey with a View. He's going to be joining us today, but we're also joined, and I'm not even sure if she wants me to give her full name, but her Instagram handle is A Little Dab of Bourbon. Over the past 2 weeks, there's been a situation that's developing that's really, really fascinating. There's a guy named Coach Jason Brown, right? Jason Brown, Coach JB, from Netflix's Last Chance U, who started his own whiskey, although it's not technically a whiskey. And I'm going to try to be as objective as possible here because anyone who follows the show, anyone who knows me, knows that I've been working in this industry for 6 years. I try to be as factual as possible. We all slip up sometimes. So I'm going to try to be as objective as possible. But when I heard about this story, I actually went back and I have not heard her side at all. I have not engaged with her yet. We're going to engage with her today. But I listened to his Instagram videos that he posted, and I am almost done with his episode on his podcast called Slapdick Podcast that I strongly encourage you all to watch. The name of the episode that covers this, covers his side of the story, is called Haters Hate Hustlers. Essentially what happened was this. A Little Dab of Bourbon posted a picture of his product, which, by the way, is not whiskey. He keeps calling it a whiskey brand. It's not whiskey. It even says on the label, real agave whiskey, which isn't a thing that doesn't exist. It's essentially a liqueur, or to be completely technical, class type 641, whiskey specialties, distilled spirit specialties, somewhere in that realm of legal classification, which is a gray area. It's essentially whiskey flavored with agave nectar or agave, whatever you want to call it. It's a liqueur. But essentially, she posted on her Instagram a picture of the bottle, and all that was said was simply, well, this is quite the start to the week. Happy Monday, y'all. And it was a picture of his product. Now, he has done everything possible to sic his followers on her, to attack her. And, of course, the whiskey community has rallied behind her, and there's been several articles written, crying misogynistic comments, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to get into it in a minute, but it is devolved into a complete shit show. His distributor dropped him. Retailers have outcried against him. He's quite upset. Guess what? So is she. I've listened to his side, and there's a lot I want to address, and we're going to do that today. We're going to address several of his points, his conspiracy idea about why this is happening, and we're just going to dig deep. So, all right, so without further ado, let's get to a couple of, let's pay the bills, as we like to say. Whiskey Neat is brought to you in part by Legend Bourbon, a first-of-its-kind super premium bourbon that melds Kentucky distilling tradition with Japanese blending excellence. It is a perfectly balanced yet complex and layered whiskey with a bright and unexpectedly long finish. And you can order a bottle today via your area through drizzly.com. Drink smart and always be safe. For the second week in a row, Sagamore Spirit joins us. This week's episode is brought to you in part by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. They are reviving the tradition of Maryland-style rye whiskey at their Baltimore farm and waterfront distillery, each batch of their whiskey is hand-blended for consistency and aroma, flavor, and texture, creating a balanced flavor profile with notes of warm cinnamon, vanilla bean, honey, and spice. Find them online at sagamorespirit.com or visit your local retailer to pick up a bottle. And as always, please drink responsibly. You notice that the sponsors that we have for the show love to sign off with please be responsible. It's a good brand message. And this episode is going to be all about how brands should conduct themselves, or in this case, shouldn't conduct themselves. Last but not least, GlassRev. Folks, one of the best imported whiskey portfolios in the country is with GlassRev Imports. They've been fans of the show for a long time. We've talked about them over and over again for more than 2 years. That is GlassRev.com. Amroot, Waterford, Blackadder, Murray McDavid, Bimber, and so many top-rated unique whiskeys. My friends over at GlassRev, Raj, Jane, and Bill, longtime fans of the show, big fans of theirs. The original three Dram Hunters are inviting you to be a fellow Dram Hunter, a group of folks passionate about finding great drams. There's no cost here. It's completely free to sign up. Go to glassrev.com, click at the top bar. Please mention you heard about the show from Chris over at Whiskey Neat, and they have set aside Murray McDavid rare tastings for those who mention Whiskey Neat. Go to glassrev.com. That is glassrev.com, and be a dram hunter today. This week's episode is brought to you in part by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. They are reviving the tradition of Maryland-style rye whiskey at their Baltimore farm and waterfront distillery. Each batch of their whiskey is hand-blended for consistency and aroma, flavor, and texture, creating a balanced flavor profile with notes of warm cinnamon, vanilla bean, honey, spice. You can find them online at sagamorespirit.com or visit your local retailer to pick up a bottle. This is a fantastic rye product. It's a blend of two different mash bills, all about 6 years old. I mean, the stuff that BT and his team are doing at Sagamore is absolutely off the charts. Fantastic. I'm a huge fan. But more than all of that, please drink responsibly. We'll get to the show. Without further ado, please welcome my guest, Nate Woodruff, and I'll say Chrissy from A Little Dab of Bourbon until I make sure she's comfortable with her last name being shared. But it's been quite a rough couple of weeks, and I feel bad. No matter who's at fault here, we shouldn't be sicking, especially with the platform that you have, Coach. You shouldn't be sicking. We'll get to it. Without further ado, let's get to the show. I just want to first start off by saying thank you so much for doing the show. Nate, thanks for being just always the badass that you are. And bringing attention to something that needed attention being brought to. So I approached this a little different. I did read what you posted, Nate, originally, but I wanted to approach this from his side first. So I'm almost done with the podcast episode. I heard his side of the story. I've watched some of his videos on his Instagram account.
I'm so sorry you had to do that.
Well, actually, it's amazing. It's I think oftentimes we use the word awesome to mean a good thing, but awesome just means you're left in awe.
Yeah.
And I am in awe right now.
Did you listen to the podcast?
Yeah. So.
Oh my God.
It is insane. So. For those who don't know the story, let's get a background from Chrissy. I want to hear what's the inciting incident. And I know they say, you know, be as objective or be as honest as possible. It's going to be hard to do, but tell me how this started and where we began.
We basically began with me starting my day at work on a Monday. And the sales rep brought me the new product that came in. We had only brought in two bottles to our store. And it was something that, you know, I knew who it was. I knew the story behind it. I knew the meaning behind the name. However, to see it in person first thing on the Monday morning was kind of the way that, like, I thought about it. I was like, whoa, like, this is really quite an interesting way to start the week. And
that was that was almost verbatim the caption, correct? Like you literally just posted a picture of the bottle and just said, this is how we, can we pull that up on the, are we able to see it on camera, the viewers?
we can have Jack edit and post.
All right. So yeah, and I'll take a screenshot because her account went private. But essentially, where is my phone? Here we go. The caption verbatim was simply, "Well, ... This is quite the start of the week. A surprised emoji face. Happy Monday, y'all." You didn't say anything insulting.
No.
You didn't say anything about the brand.
Nothing about the brand. Nothing with how it tasted. What my thoughts or opinions were on it. Just it was an interesting way to start the week, and that was it.
Yeah. So for those who aren't aware, which I was not aware, believe it or not, despite the show being on ESPN, I'm not big into sports, but Coach Jason Brown is a Netflix reality show star for Last Chance U. He's gone on, he's got his own podcast called Slapdick Podcast and a spirit called Slapdick Real Agave Whiskey. Now, as I covered in the intro, there's no such thing as real agave whiskey. It's not a thing. It's not a classification within our system. And I actually pulled the federal label approvals for him. And he's got like six. The very first one from 2019 was approved as a straight bourbon whiskey. And then it was approved. It keeps getting worse. So I think, and this is just my assessment of the situation, I think as Nate can attest to this, I'm not super well versed with you, Christy. We've not ever actually interacted, correct?
Correct.
Yep. So but we've been following each other on Instagram for quite some time. I knew of you, never interacted. I'm not sure what your role is within the spirits world, other than being a fun Instagram account to follow that knows quite a bit about whiskey. But I know Nate has worked for many brands. And this is just my assessment. The label approvals kept getting a bit more flavored, moving away from straight bourbon, moving into flavored whiskey category. The final being a distilled spirit specialty, which is what is on the market right now, or what was on the market until recently. And that is a real agave whiskey, which is essentially a whiskey that he flavored with agave flavoring.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. He said shortly after, he got very upset. Continue with the story. So you posted that. How did he end up? What happened next?
So basically what I did was, because I am a buyer or a spirits buyer for my store, Mondays are very hectic, chaotic, connecting with new products that are walking in the store, reps, salesmen, a whole shebang. So I had tagged it, forgot it. But when I had tagged it, it wasn't very clear what the account was. But being that I knew who he was, that's why I went and tagged the podcast, because I thought it's still him. It's who he is. He's a representation of that brand. And then I just left it and forgot it. And when I came back, it was a lot of questions that, you know, people had a lot of, you know, how did the TTB approve that label? What was behind the name? There were females who were offended by it. And then there were real genuine questions because, you know, we're in this whiskey community and it's a lot of very strong whiskey enthusiasts and very well-educated whiskey enthusiasts at that. So to see a product labeled as agave whiskey, everyone kept asking the question. I didn't respond. I was working, and the only response that I saw was his response to everybody else asking these questions.
So, and this is an interesting disconnect, because by starting a brand, you are coming into our world.
Correct.
Something that we now have a more educated consumer than we've ever had. There are far more people who are familiar with how approvals work, with how labels work, how to pull those labels. They're open to the public. Anyone can pull them. And absolutely, when you see his product, which I'm not familiar with the term Slapdick. I assume it's something to do with culch, or being a coach and being vulgar with, I assume like an idiot, like don't be a Slapdick or something along those lines. But whenever you have something labeled real agave whiskey, I have never seen anything like that. And that's the first thing I noticed, even despite the name. not knowing the history of this, how this thing blew up, just seeing your post. Mm-hmm. As a fan, the first thing that I see is real agave whiskey and question marks start popping off. So it is normal. Now, he's under the belief that this was a calculated attack to destroy a brand, to destroy the competition. And I want to give some perspective for those who are watching. I am being a little biased because I do think my assessment of the situation is that you are innocent in this and he is not innocent in this. But I am going to try to be as honest and as uninsulting as possible with what I'm about to say. He, if you listen to that episode, haters loved, what's it called? Haters loved whatever it was, his latest episode of Slapdick Podcast.
That's going to be my next tattoo, I think.
Yeah. He's saying that he sold out of 40 cases in 2 days and that the distributor placed an order for another 100 cases. And he was very, very proud. Did not think that he even says, do you tell me how many brands have out there have sold that many in 2 days? And I'll tell you, there's probably not. This is my impression of him. And this is where the objective side of me comes through. Mm-hmm. That is so infinitesimally nothing. And to answer his question directly, every brand. In fact, I have never seen a brand launch with that least amount of cases. Like, I've never seen so little amount launched for a brand. I mean, even Scottie Pippen. I've launched several brands. The first one we launched was a premium rum brand, and it was 200 cases, and they were sold immediately. So to answer his question, lots of brands, every brand I've ever seen has sold 40 cases that fast. In fact, a little known thing that, and this is how out of touch with reality that he is. How do you not know that? How do you know? Do you know what a barrel pick is? Because most stores who do barrel selections, and for those who don't know, a barrel selection is where you go to a distillery, they line up a bunch of barrels, and you taste through and pick your favorite one. They then bottle all of that one barrel for you, mm-hmm. and they send it to a store for you to buy. It happens all the time. It's a massive part of this industry to do a barrel program. In fact, I'm going to Kentucky and at the very beginning of September to do 5 barrel picks. Four Roses, Elijah Craig. I mean, we're going to be buying literally those 5 barrel picks, Four Roses, Elijah Craig, Barrel Proof. You know, I know, Nate knows, Chrissy knows, those are going to be instant sellouts. And that collectively is more than 100 cases. And by instant sellout, I mean, we've done several barrel picks that were north of 300 bottles. By the way, what is 40 cases? 40 times 6, 240.
240.
Yeah, that's an Elijah Craig small batch barrel. Yeah. 240 bottles. Those sell out all the time, all the time. They have a complete barrel program. Anyways, I don't mean to beat this to death, but to answer your question, that is not impressive. And to be completely honest, in terms of wanting to kill the competition, you're not even on the radar of anyone. I mean, that's not even something that would be threatening is what I'm trying to say. But sorry, that's my commentary. I know that you are not doing this. I'm listening to this podcast with him and he's so out of touch with reality that I'm sitting there like, I cannot believe you're saying this. And then so get to the part where he DMs you because he addresses that in this podcast. He actually blames the DMs on, and this is his words, not mine, on a black kid that he had to fire because of it. He said he had a little black kid that was working for him. He had to fire him because he was just trying to mimic him and be a shit talker and went to your DMs and said some inappropriate things. And so he had to fire him because of that. But then he goes on to say, I'm rehiring him to do right by that kid because I don't care what anyone says. I'm going to rehire him. Anyways, so what does he send to you? What happens next?
Well, I mean, the first thing is the fact that he makes the comment before he goes into the DMs. On that Monday post, he made his inappropriate comments. And then the next day, I'm sitting at work, and that's when the DMs started. And the DMs were just straight out coming out. What do I do? Questioning who I was, you know, that I was a shitty salesperson for the fact of, you know, wanting to be able to just put this out. Do I just buy stuff and just get out there and bash it? And I've never said one word either way, whether it was a good product or not a good product.
He actually mentions at one point and says it's a conflict of interest for you to be giving the commentary on it, but you didn't actually give any commentary on it.
Didn't. I've never said one word.
There was no calculated attack. It was the comment section of your post of fans confused by the packaging and the bottle and the name, which, by the way, you have to understand that name is incendiary. That's his brand. He's incendiary. I've talked about this before. The reason why reality show people who become famous is not because they're boring. It's because they're entertaining. Mm-hmm. And I can't think of a single reality show celebrity who wasn't incendiary or inflammatory or a hot mess in some regard. They're meant to be exciting and to rile you up. And he knows that. Mm-hmm. So he starts harassing you in your DMs. And of course, that leads to you screenshotting
everything. And then, you know, instead of responding, I just took everything and put it out on Instagram and didn't even like say anything else. I didn't think it was, you know, other than the fact of like, this is like just shock from the fact that I can't remember the exact words that I said at this point, but just shocked over the fact that a brand was reaching out to me and speaking to me that way, like without knowing who I was, what I did for the store, making the assumptions, and just being super defensive immediately.
And what happened after you posted it and just said, look, here, I'm getting harassed, basically?
I mean, this is an amazing, amazing whiskey community to be a part of. It took on something more than I anticipated. And this community came out and just openly started commenting on that post that he, of the screenshots, and just in full support. There were many who actually continued to try and like help him understand, like, she never said anything, like, this is us, the consumer, the people that you're asking to purchase your product for. We're asking the questions. She never said anything bad. Everyone kept asking. And then he went on the attack to any person who commented on that, harassed those people, went into their DMs and harassed them.
Do you know of any men that, and this is what I'm getting at, because this is what I'm noticing. I made a post today about it, and he responded and then blocked me, but he didn't share it to his profile. He didn't attack me in his stories. In fact, the only people he has been attacking in his stories are women.
Correct.
And you, even when you shared the screenshot of his messages, all you said was, I just got this lovely message, and now it makes this whiskey less appealing. Mm-hmm. The consumers who were appalled at the product itself are also the ones that started crying the word misogyny.
Yes.
Right. Like this is inappropriate. Your commentary is sexual in nature, and you wouldn't be taking this same approach with a man. In fact, it would be called homophobic, right? Like that's how that works. When you take this approach, it's one or the other. And Nate, who's on the call today, looking handsome as ever with that beard, Nate took it upon himself to use his platform to call it out because it was absolutely heinous. And then it took off. I don't remember the name of the article or Whiskey Raiders. So then it leads to them getting, did you reach out to a distributor or any stores and ask them not to carry the product?
Not once. I didn't ask for any of this at all. I did have meetings in regards to the harassment side of things with those that were carrying the product at that time. But it was only local to me. It wasn't anything that was a vindictive thing. I don't know him from, like, if he walked past me in the street, I wouldn't know who he was. So it's not anything other than the fact that, you know, I am the buyer for a store. It's a representation of the, you know, it's a representation of the fact that you continue to carry this and you're going to condone it. I didn't ask them specifically, you know, go ahead, you need to do this. This is what you need to do. All I did was when all of this stuff started happening, I went downstairs to the shelf, removed the two bottles that we had brought in. It was two bottles. And then gave it right back to the rep, and I asked him to please get it out of the store, and we would not be carrying it.
Which is extremely reasonable. Mm-hmm. There's one thing I have learned in the spirits industry, and that is, it matters who you upset, right? Like, whether you've got a big chain store or a small mom and pop store, if mm-hmm. you offend the owners or the buyers, they're not going to want to carry your shit. They're not going to want to support you. And that's completely reasonable. But you didn't, the idea that you have all this power and that you, this is a calculated attack to ruin the competition. Well, one, you don't have a brand, you have a liquor store, and the success of his brand selling well in your store is a win-win for both of you.
Right. So, I mean, it's just, that's the thing, is that, like, you know, there's no competition. Unless you're competing in the flavored whiskey category, you're not competing against the big boys, like the ones that you were mentioning earlier, like your Elijah Craig and your Heaven Hill, and you're not competing against those people.
You're not even on the radar.
No. So, you know, to take it and to think that I do have this kind of power, and I think really the consumers are speaking. The whiskey enthusiasts, they're out there. They're the ones that are speaking and saying, this is uncalled for. We don't want to participate, or do we want to support a brand who will openly, you know, attack women like this?
Well, the thing that, and listen, to me, this showcases, I would not hire somebody in a professional work environment, like a corporate structured environment, who was, say, eccentric or peculiar, because they're not a right fit, right? Like, I don't expect I did a little background search on the guy, you know, he's a football coach. I wouldn't expect him to have any sense of, and he's inflammatory in nature. I'm not going to ask him to run my company. He can run a brand that's just him and hire people to work for him, and he could treat them like shit, 'cause that's, you know, that's your direct influence. But I'm not expecting the guy to run a spirits brand. He even asked, like halfway through this podcast, he said, how many women, and here's the thing about the misogyny comments. He released a statement last night. Let's back up a minute, because there's so many layers to this. First, he released a statement, a video calling out the haters. And then he, last night, he actually tagged you and is trying to sick his fans on you. What kind of harassment have you received from that?
It's been, it's been a lot. It's really been a lot. I've had people, you know, typing to me in my DMs, all in capital letters, almost like, you know, shouting at me. Calling me a, can I say it?
Yeah, you could say it, because okay. We're going to censor it for the radio, but you can.
Okay. Calling me a dumb bitch, an ugly fucking cunt. I have no idea what I'm talking about, that I need, that I'm a hypocrite, because they've gone through and scrolled through some of my previous posts, taking things out of context and not understanding a lot of it. And just, I will find you. I will come to your work. and so on and so on. It's just been a lot. And it's one of the main reasons I went private, because I mentally, I can't. That's just too much. And that's, I didn't ask for that.
Yeah. So up to this point, you didn't initiate the inciting incident. You just posted a photo of his bottle. The public's reaction instigated DM attacks, mm-hmm. in which you shared them, which you rightly should, which led to the whiskey community as a whole, which you didn't ask them to do it.
No.
As a whole, they're like, hey, this is a problem. This guy's a problem. This method is a problem. This is not okay.
Mm-hmm.
To wit, he's even more angry at you.
Yes.
When it's not you telling people that, I haven't heard you say the word misogyny. We said the word misogyny.
Mm-hmm.
And calling you sweetie and telling you that maybe she needs to find a boyfriend. Like that's what misogyny, are you hearing yourself? And he responded to me. I said, hey man, I'm not reacting off of what she's saying. I'm reacting off of what your videos that are still posted, they're still up. You know, he's screenshotting old posts and trying to call you a hypocrite. You're not the one that ever cried misogyny. It was the public.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like you're being a hypocrite. You're not asking for any of this. In fact, you're asking people to just leave you alone. But it's him that continues to post, to do a whole podcast on it. And I'll be honest, listen, guys, he could probably use the views. Go watch. I went and pulled up the YouTube video. It's been out for a couple of days. The guy's got 200 plus views. So it's surprising to me how someone with a verified account could sick so many people on you and yet give his side of the story to basically a wall. Go watch the episode. None of it makes sense. I can based off the fact that he keeps doubling down and tripling down in his videos, this kid did not write these comments. They're from him. The videos are him. Even if the kid did, let's just take that aside. What about the videos of him addressing it and being sexist and misogynistic in those videos? Is that the kid as well? Or is that him? Cause we can physically see the big pile of shit talking trash to you. I just don't. It's very upsetting. Nate hasn't said anything. Nate, say something.
Oh, this is Christy's story. Like, I mean, my part in it is I just said, send me the bottle. I'm going to do what I do best. And let's call him out. And that's what I did.
Well, and I'll tell you a little dose of reality. Even if you move through 40 cases, and even if your distributor ordered another 100 cases, distributors and stores have put up with worse people or similar people to your type if they believe that the brand would make them money. There have been many cases of like, hey, you should do something about this. And they drag their feet because it's making them money. For a distributor to drop your brand so fucking fast means they didn't believe in it to begin with. And it's not worth the trouble. 40 cases is absolutely nothing. And I'm saying this because, even in the intro, I would love to sit down with him. I'd love to have him on the show and I'd love to just break down that episode statement by statement and be like, all right, pause it. This is so out of touch with reality. This doesn't make any sense. I'm so furious, but I it's all happened today for me. So my excitement for this is like, it's overwhelming. I'm so sorry that you have to go through this. I know that you've seen the overwhelming amount of support, but even with all the support, it doesn't take away from the very, very real and very scary messages you've received. And I'm sorry for that. I think you're going to be okay. I think it'll pass. I don't honestly believe, and for those who don't know, she was very nervous to even do the episode, because of some of the DMs you've gotten that are very scary and very real. And I want so badly to take his attention off of you, because it's not justified.
Hey, Chris, we've tried that. I've tried that. The guy won't respond to men. He won't. He'll just block them immediately. I basically gave myself. I was like, I'm the target. Hit me. Like, I really don't care. Like, I was brought up to deal with bullies, and that's what this guy is—a bully. And he will not respond. He won't speak. He reported. I posted 3 times on Whiskey with a View. Every single time, it was taken down for harassment and bullying because it's a verified account. Posted on my personal. That one stayed up, thankfully. Unfortunately, this guy is all he thinks of is he wants to block men from speaking out because he wants his narrative to say it's a gang of women coming after him. Men don't care. Men don't care. Well, we do care. And in this community, we're very, very, very pissed off. And plenty of action's been taken. We're making sure that, you know, I don't see this guy getting a booth at Whiskey Live anytime soon. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, and that's the thing I think he needs to realize is no matter how you feel, the industry is so much more smaller than I think he realizes. He goes on the rant about 30 minutes into the podcast on Spotify about how he's not misogynistic, but that it isn't, that it's a man's world, and that, you know, you need men for distribution. You need men for brands. You need men. I'm like, do you not know who Jackie Zykan is? Or, you know, I mean, there's countless examples. Alison Park, right? Like, I mean, there's 1,000 examples of women in this industry that, and let me clue you in a little bit. The industry, consumer wise, is largely male, but the most impactful current industry people is largely female. Mm-hmm. And that's that's across the board. And I don't you realize that you're playing to the audience, but the people who control the industry are largely female, and those who aren't female are going to side with the females. I mean, you're talking about a generations old industry that was born within bars in a time in which harassment, sexual assault, massage, these things were so prevalent that you may not have realized it as you smoke your cigar in your car. You may not have realized it, but the industry has been trying really hard to clean this up for a while. You're not doing yourself any favors. Even if the audience believes you, the industry doesn't. Mm-hmm. The problem is you can't rationalize with crazy. The reason why people are so famous within the realm of reality TV shows is because they're not well. I love Dr. Drew, and he's talked about this. He goes, they're not well. And this guy thinks he's going to get a rally of, I had someone commented on my post. They're like, I'm going to go out and buy more of his bottles just because of your post. I'm like, good luck finding it. Like, what are we doing? Like, you know, your story, let me back up a second. You started the story with saying that you guys got your hands on how many bottles?
Two
bottles. Is it because you asked for two, or is that because that's?
Well, yeah. So basically, I'm the buyer. I don't own the store. but the way that I do things is I do try to constantly think about my consumers that are coming in. It's not always about me at all. My taste profile is very opposite of that particular product, as is a lot of other products like gins and vodkas. But my philosophy is to always have at least one, maybe two bottles on my shelf, because I am going to have that one person that comes in. They're going to ask for it. And being the fact that he has history in Kansas, the fact that I know more likely than not, I'll have that one person come into my store looking for that bottle. And rather than turning that person away, I at least have that sitting there on the shelf. So I only did two, and I said, that's all I will do. And when it's gone, it's gone. And that was it.
Yeah. The I don't know how many stores are in Kansas, but and a little backstory for those who don't know how these rollouts work. Scottie Pippen released his bourbon digits, but guess where he released it?
Chicago,
right? Mm-hmm. So what you do when you want to start a celebrity brand, you want to test market it. Yes, you have a following in this market, or what market do you want to launch your product in that's going to give you the best chance of a national rollout? Well, for Scottie Pippen, it's going to be Chicago. Well, for Jason Brown, who, from my understanding, lives in California, mm-hmm. right? Why would he release his bourbon, not bourbon, not whiskey? Why would he release his product in Kansas? Well, because he has a history there. He's more famous there, right? So you release 40 cases, which again is surprisingly low. If your best bet, your biggest following is in Kansas, 40 cases is astronomically, infinitesimally microscopic, is mind-blowingly small. It's not impressive. And that is objective, regardless of how you feel about anything. There's a great... a great brand. Well, I wouldn't say a great brand, but there's a Texas brand called Devil's River. Mm-hmm. 3 years ago, which was year two in the market, they did 50,000 cases. And similarly, but at least that was bourbon, right? So a bit more following for the consumer. I lost my train of thought, but I just realized I'm rambling.
We just know that 40 cases is like, as someone that worked as a brand ambassador for years, there are days I moved 40 cases. Like,
yeah. Well, like, yeah. I mean,
like, it's not that much.
Barrels of Whistle Pig are now 26 cases. Yep. And we, 26 cases, we release, we did 5 barrels last year of Whistle Pig. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to accomplish. And part of what I'm screaming at the radio for is like, there's such a disconnect he accused you of creating fake profiles to bash his brand.
Wow.
And I thought, what, she didn't even bash you under her actual profile. Like,
and quite honestly, I don't have that kind of time. I don't care enough about that at all. Like, I don't have that kind of time. I am working full time. I'm actually away right now for work. So I great that that's what he thinks, but couldn't be further from the truth.
Have you talked to your management at your store to kind of address potential safety issues?
We are in talks of it right now.
Are you still, as of now, as of today, still getting DMs from people bashing you?
Yes.
Yeah, I looked at his, he's doing it from, it's funny that he would accuse you of creating fake accounts because he's using his Slapdick, his Spirits account to comment on his Real Coach JB account. And for those who need to follow this, it's the Real Coach at, or Real Coach underscore JB.
I can also say, because of course I've been doing my sleuthing, even though I have literally not gotten a single comment, DM, or anything from any of like his accounts, or I would assume people that follow him. Like, I've gotten some weird, like, oh, this guy is posting because he wants more followers, or he wants to make profit, or he wants to get laid, like, you know, that kind of bullshit. But like, if you look at some of the comments on some of the people, like, cause I've had a lot of different women in the industry send me screenshots to kind of just keep track of everything going on. It's like people with zero posts and no followers. Like, this guy probably has like a small army of his own fake accounts that he's just using to troll people at this point.
Mm-hmm. I've had a few of those as well. And I mean, again, that's one of the main reasons, like, for my privacy, my sanity, like, that's, I went private for that fact. But yeah, I've had several of those myself.
So, and we talked about this on the phone. What's the plan moving forward from this interview? What's our hope and goal in terms of, that's it. This is it. We've addressed everything. I want no part of this. I'm pulling away.
I mean, the thing is, I didn't sign up for this at all. I know he said, he is who he is. And this is his thing. You knew what you signed up for. No, I didn't sign up to be harassed every single day since that post. Neither did this community, because I'm not alone in this. I have a fantastic community. I have fantastic people like Nate, John from Dad's Drinking Bourbon, and several others that really just took a stand and spoke out. So, you know, for me going forward, I mean, I hope this kind of, I think everybody kind of knows the story and understands, you know, the chronological order of all this stuff that's happened. And I'm not some evil conniving person trying to, you know, bring this downfall and not allow this to happen. I just want to go back to peace and quiet, honestly.
So he currently has 51,000 followers. Mm-hmm. He's got a verified account. His latest post is a screenshot of another person that I've been following quite some time, Bourbon Insider. Refers to her as a thirsty broad. And I mean, he basically shits all over, says, I wish I have as much time as these bottom feeders have. However, Nate, how many followers do you have?
On one count, 82,000, the other 26,000.
Yeah. So in the podcast, he calls out how he's got the only verified account and that everyone's looking for more followers to double their following. But you actually have more followers than he did. And you're one of the first people to speak out against him who, in fact, and I don't want to assume anything. Is it fair to assume that you are in fact male, Nate?
I am indeed.
Yeah. So why would what I think is bothering everyone is the obvious. Why are you posting women? Why are you constantly screenshotting women? Why are you playing the, I'm not misogynistic. I'm not, but men who with more followers, with more, you know, and I only have a measly 13,000 followers. I'm nobody, but the show does significantly better than he could ever hope for in a show. And yet, like, he just blocked me. He didn't screenshot what I tagged him in, you know, and he calls out the fact that you tagged his podcast account and not him, the verified account, as a way to sneak by him. I tagged his actual account. I tagged the real JB. I tagged Slapdick Inc. I tagged everything I could. And I called him, I believe the exact quote was, he looks like 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag. I directly addressed him and he just blocked me. He didn't even address it. But instead, he'd rather tag and continue to pick. And in fact, I don't know if people are sending you updated screenshots, Chrissy, but he went through some of your old posts and is trying to call you out as a hypocrite. And I just don't understand how anyone cannot see what this obviously is.
Well, I mean, I think that's the thing, unfortunately, is that taking those screenshots completely out of context. I mean, completely out of context. One of them in which he's using, so like when I actually teach people how to drink whiskey, because I'm a whiskey educator on top of a whiskey buyer, I teach people how to drink whiskey. So he's taken one thing that someone took and made like little koozies of and just screenshotted it and, you know, assuming it's meant to be something dirty and it's not. And
you're referring to the screenshot of sip, swirl, swallow, and blow.
Correct.
Which is the process in which you taste whiskey, and he took it to be something vulgar. And so therefore you're a hypocrite for calling him misogynistic, even though you didn't.
I didn't. And again, you know, like I can understand how looking at something like that, and it's something as being a woman within this industry, I have always been very mindful of. I mean, there are some things that I'm not innocent by any means in some things, but, you know, like I can see how someone following that and him screenshotting that could easily turn around and assume the worst and think like, here's this person, like I've seen, you know, like here's this person calling him out for this and for being inappropriate when she's posting things that are inappropriate. When in fact, if you actually knew something about whiskey, this community, that is what you do. That's how you teach someone to enjoy it. That's how you drink it.
this is the disconnect he's having, right? Like, you're so out of touch with reality. My favorite thing about this is he screenshotted an old advertisement of a woman riding a turkey. And then
that's actually me photoshopped on.
Right. Yeah. And then he tagged PETA. He tagged PETA, like, can you believe she's harming a turkey? I wanted to get all of the facts out and just talk through and address some of the disconnect from reality. I wanted to throw a little shade at the guy because he is purposely not addressing any male who's throwing shade. And in fact, he's attacking women who aren't really throwing shade. Like, hey man, I'm right here. I'm having an allergic reaction on my face right now from something. You want to attack that? There's attack me. Like, you know, there's much more reason. If you follow Nate, there's plenty of things to the guy's naked on half of his post and it's fantastic. Like there's plenty of things to make fun of, man. Just, I don't understand. I do understand the good thing to take away from all this is this brand is dead. It's not going to survive. It was garbage to begin with. The label was trash. The bottle shape was trash. And for those who don't know, I've worked in branding, marketing, and brand development and label development for 6 years. If anyone is educated on to tell you that your bottle looks like shit, hi, I'm Chris. Nice to meet you. Like, I'll be the first one to tell you everything about this is wrong. And by the way, the name sucks. Like, how did that slip past the TTB? There's actually rules in both, if you're a Discus member, as well as TTB, about vulgarities on labels. And even there's another rule he keeps breaking. It's actually a law he keeps breaking. You're not supposed to advertise this as a whiskey in printed materials or in interviews at all, because it is misleading. Mm-hmm. You can't
refer to it as flavored whiskey.
It's flavored whiskey, or I think the latest one was class type 149, but before that was class type 641, which is whiskey specialties. It's not whiskey. And to advertise in any printed materials or interviews that it is both misleading and illegal. So, please, if you've got anything to say, he can come on the show. I'd love to address everything. But I, more than anything, I thank you for coming on the show. I thank Nate for coming. If there's anything else you'd like to say or plead to the audience, please do so.
I mean, I think, you know, and I've said thank you to Nate like 1,000 times because I do appreciate the fact that he, you know, he used his platform. He didn't have to at all. And the fact that he did was, I think even before any of it, I was like, you know, I don't want you to, I worry for him. Like, I didn't want him to lose anything at all for doing this. And I'm super appreciative to Nate and everyone else that has come together to take a stand against something like this. I mean, it's been as overwhelming and as awful as some of the negativity and the harassment has been, it's been overshadowed by the community and how well they have all come together and, you know, saying, hey, we got you. And like, just, I get daily messages of, are you okay? Is there anything you need? Like, so that component of it has been awesome. And I can't thank everyone enough. I really can't. There's no words, honestly. It's a lot.
Well, it makes me happy to see that not only, I remember just a few years ago, and I'm sure Nate remembers this too. There was a while that the industry itself felt like the influencer community or the Instagram community or the Facebook community was a little full of itself and didn't really have an impact. And that has changed. More brands than ever have single barrel programs because of social media. I mean, look at how we came together for Scotch Trooper and his family. Yeah. I mean, the community here is as tight knit and as close. And shout out to Dad's Drinking Bourbon. I mean, shout out to everybody. I mean, everything has just been so full of love and support, and I feel the exact same way. And I'm thankful that our community as a whole has rallied together to, and despite what he might think, 50,000 followers on a verified Instagram account is as insignificant as your 40 dumb cases. So I am so happy to see someone with more followers speak up on this, someone that didn't ask for this and is handling it so well. Thank you so much for doing the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I just want to say, like, as much as I'm appreciative of people saying, you know, stuff like, thank you for, like, you know, being an ally or being a champion for women. Like, this is the shit you should be doing every day. This is the way I was raised, was to stand up and stand with women when it comes to bullying and harassment. Like I'm kind of upset that I've seen a lot of notable accounts not take any action and not have a word and not say anything about something that's bullying. And, you know, this is not something where I felt like it was something that I could do. This is something that I felt I had to do. This is something that every man should feel like he needs to do, is to call out the bullshit. And it's something that I have no problem doing. And I have gotten flack for it, and I don't care about that. But if you see behavior like this, you call it out. Even if it's a DM, even if it's a comment, make that person know it's not acceptable. That is the big thing. Just stand up. It's not that difficult. Like, I'm not some hero. I'm not someone that took a risk. I don't give a shit about any of that. What I saw was my friend being bullied and harassed by a complete bull, like just a bully.
Oh, of a man. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was brought up to not stand for that. And I think every man should be that way. Like, just screw it. There's a very, very deep seated vein of that kind of behavior in this industry, as in my post, which a lot of people seem to just breeze over. Like, it wasn't just a post about him. It was a post about how women have been frowned down upon in this industry for so many years, especially as brand ambassadors, and ignored. And it's gotten a lot better. In the 8 years I've worked in this industry, it's gotten a lot better. And it's going to continue to get better. But it's still something that is not addressed by a lot of men. And I think that needs to come to an end. Just, for lack of a better term, man up. Just, it's a shitty situation, and we got to fix it. Or do what we can to fix it. I mean, the women that have rallied behind Chrissy have been amazing. Like, they have pulverized this guy and whatever followers speak out. It's glorious to behold. I haven't had to say a single thing other than dumping out a picture of the bottle, dumping out the bottle on a picture and putting on my toilet, which it still is, by the way. It is my toilet paper. That's not a joke. It is. And it will stay there.
Yeah. It's I think he opens that podcast I keep referring to with, haters don't hate you. They fear that they'll never become you. And I thought, what if someone who is far more successful in this industry is criticizing you? What if it's not just someone that just hates you and feels like they're not going to get there? I don't mean to make it about me, but I've sold more than 40 cases. You know, we have 12 states of distribution. You have one. And by the way, you don't have one anymore either. Like, if I have succeeded more than you, and I'm telling you, hey man, what are you doing? Like, how does that not get through to you? Like, there's people I've talked to, I'm intimidated by someone like Jackie Zykan. Her impact. I love Nicole Austin. I had a great interview with her, and what she's done, I can never hope to ever come anywhere close to that. And if she were to tell me, hey buddy, like, we're friends, I love you, this does not look good, you need to fix it, I'm going to listen to her. I'm not going to think she's a hater, as if I'm even on her fucking level. We're on the same page. Thank you so much for doing the show. We'll let it go. And one last time for those sitting at home, specifically Coach JB, hey man, fuck you.
You know he's going to watch this.
I hope he does, because on his last post, he posted that girl, the woman, sorry, that don't, sorry, had a little JBism there. He posted that woman and said, I wish I had as much time as these haters. You do. every one of your last three posts, your videos, you're doing a podcast on it. You're doing more than they're doing. Mm-hmm. The screenshot he grabbed of her was just like, she goes, "Hey, everybody, good morning," except Britney Spears' dad and Coach JB. And yeah, that was it. It was a footnote in an Instagram story, and it ruined his day so much he had to make a post about it. However, I called you a fat piece of shit, and you just blocked me and moved on. It's weak. And I think that's what makes me so mad about it is I don't think I've ever been this colorful on this podcast. And,
no, I've listened to a lot of them, and this is the most heated I've ever seen you.
Not without the presence of a stand-up comedian.
Yeah. Not without a stand-up comic on the show have I ever been this. It bothers me when I see men pretending like the whole world's against them, and that they are so strong when clearly you're not. And
I have 19 different ideas to follow up on that post. Which the only reason I'm not gonna do them is because obviously whatever Chrissy wants and wants us to, the guy's done. He's toast.
It's done. Yeah.
There's no reason to beat the dead horse, as it were. But at the same time, like, the guy is feeding off of this.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He's as angry as he seems, this is like his Christmas.
He actually addresses that several times. I won't use the analogy he uses.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I would never want to make that man be that way.
Yeah. So I will say, you bring up a good point. I'm giving a lot of time and energy for something so extremely pathetic as 40 cases. So I'm going to let it go. We can move on. Chrissy, I know this is the first time we've met. I'm actually a very calm and level-headed guy. I appreciate it.
I know. I watch. I follow. Like, so I know. And that's, I think that's the other side of this too. Like, even like the people at my work, I'm usually very calm, very collected. And when they saw how visibly upset I've been, they know that this is something that's pretty serious. It's, you know, it's kind of rocked our little local community as well, because, you know, I've had several of the societies speak out against him, as well as call for a full boycott without me having any involvement in that.
Does your liquor store carry 818 tequila or Brothers Bond bourbon?
818, yes.
818. How many cases did you guys bring in to your store?
One case.
I'm trying to think of a similar celebrity brand, because I think it was Twin Liquors. Twin Liquors. I think it's Twin Liquors in Texas. Mm-hmm. They brought in a case of 1,500 cases to make a wall into one store for Brothers Bond bourbon, Ian Somerhalder, Vampire Diaries. That's impressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
The delusion is what's bothering me so much. I'm having a hard time getting over it. I'm
questioning myself. Like, I've, over the past 2.5, almost 3 years now, I've sold through my store. I've done, just myself for the store, I've done about 45 barrel picks. So I've done them. No one else has done them.
45 barrel picks. A lot of, like, for instance, the Four Roses pick we did last, 27 cases, one barrel. So you've done 45, estimate, let's lowball it, 20 cases, 45 times 20 cases. You guys have done, what's that, 850 cases? Did I do that right? Somewhere in there?
Somewhere in
there. It's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's a lot. So anyways, all right, we'll let it go. Thanks so much for doing this. This will pass. This was cathartic for me. I hope it was a little cathartic for you guys.
I mean, it's, we'll see.
Keep ignoring it. The industry's on your side. This guy's insignificant. He's a million miles away, smoking a cigar in his car. So you're good. Don't worry about it. Cheers.
Thanks.
All right. Cheers.
Balcony's first ever year-round bourbon was an inspiration. It all had to work together. A blend of carefully selected ingredients, Texas-sized pot stills, and creative people determined to find the absolute best way to usher a new whiskey along. When you discover how it pairs with a meaningful moment, suddenly the feeling of drinking great whiskey becomes a whole lot more.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.